Gender-based discrimination, domestic violence, and sexual harassment against women have become pressing issues in Europe and the United States. Western nations, while ignoring these realities within their own societies, often attempt to portray women's rights violations in the mainstream media as problems exclusive to what they call third world countries. However, statistics paint a troubling picture for women in the West. In 2019, 146,000 women in France were subjected to various forms of physical and emotional abuse. Similarly, in 2017, approximately 140,000 women in Germany experienced such violence, with 147 women being murdered by current or former partners. The plight of refugee women living in Germany after fleeing wars instigated by European governments is equally dire. An activist working at AGISRA told Deutsche Welle, "Many of the women who come to us complain that they don't even dare to go to the bathroom at night because they fear harassment or assault."
اون کشورهایی که خودشون در مسئله زن به شدت متهمن، بعضی از مراکز اردوها که زن و مرد اونجا هستن، زنها نیمه شب برای دستشویی جرأت نمی‌کنن برن. و اینا در قضیه زن به جمهوری اسلامی که برترین شأن رو برای زن قائله ایراد میگیرن و خط و نشان میگیرن و حرف میزنن.
One of the most shocking incidents against women in recent years in Germany was the murder of an Egyptian woman named Marwa El-Sherbini in the supposedly safe environment of a courtroom right before the eyes of the police. El-Sherbini was killed in the courtroom in January 2009 with 17 stab wounds. The assailant was the very person she had sued for insulting her over wearing a hijab.
در کشور اروپایی زن رو توی دادگاه، زن مسلمان چادری رو توی دادگاه جلو چشم پلیس، جلو چشم دادگاه کشتن، جلو چشم اینا زن رو ضربه زده بودن، شکایت کرده بود به دادگاه، دادگاه تشکیل شد، تو خود دادگاه همون قاتل آمد، همون ضارب قبلی آمد زد و زن رو از دنیا رفت، شهید شد. خود زن اینا اینجوری رفتار میکنه.
According to statistics from British centers and media, the state of women's rights in the UK is not much different from that in Germany. Based on a recent study by Lancaster University, domestic violence against women increased by 38% following the English national football team's defeat in the 2022 Qatar World Cup. Domestic violence appears to have become a persistent fate for British women. According to The Express, from March 2021 to March 2022 alone, 1.7 million women in England experienced domestic abuse. A survey commissioned by the BBC indicates that 43% of British women have experienced harassment or sexual assault in public spaces. Beyond domestic violence and sexual harassment, gender discrimination is another issue confronting Western women. In March 2023, the US Department of Labor reported a wage gap of approximately 17% between women and men in the United States. Similarly, according to a report published in March 2023 by one of Spain's labor unions, the gender wage gap in Spain exceeds 20%.
همین الان در بسیاری از کشورهای غربی برای کار مشابه با مرد کمتر از مرده. یعنی زن همون کار مرد رو به این محول میکنن و مزد کمتری میدن، چون ضعیفتره، چون زورپذیرتره. این یه جور سوء استفاده است.
Turning to the United States of America, a country whose government continually claims to defend human rights on the international stage and sanctions other countries like Iran under the pretext of human rights and women's rights violations. In Iran, maternity leave is 9 months for women with one child and 1 year for those with twins. However, such benefits are not available for pregnant women in the United States. In Iran, 18 mothers per 100,000 pregnant women lose their lives annually, whereas in the United States, in 2021, there were 32.9 deaths per 100,000 mothers. Women constitute 3% of the total prison population in Iran, but in the United States, they make up 10% of all prisoners. given that, according to official statistics, sexual assault, domestic violence, and gender discrimination have placed the United States among the 10 most dangerous countries in the world for women, are the seemingly noble slogans of American and European officials about the need to uphold women's rights in other countries believable? Is the government of a country whose presidents are notorious for sexual assault and are prosecuted for sexually harassing women qualify to speak about women's rights?
اینا با این همه ضربه‌ای که به زن، به حیثیت زن، به کرامت زن وارد آوردن، پرچمدار حقوق زن خودشون رو وانمود. واقعا در رنجن اونا، زناشون. جامعه زن غربی امروز در یک رنج ناخودآگاه در مواردی و آگاه در مواردی دیگریست.